You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Since the midterm elections in 2010, Democrats have lost every single important statewide election except for one. Republicans now dominate in both the state Senate and Assembly with the widest margin in the Assembly in more than 50 years.
Democrats in the state might point the blame to Republican Governor Scott Walker, outside spending on campaigns, redistricting. But our next guest says the real problem for Democrats is the Democrats.
And we're taking your calls on this. How do you think the Democratic Party of Wisconsin needs to change? And what needs to happen for the Democrats to start winning elections in Wisconsin? What would you like to see the Democrats do differently? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
David Haynes is with us. He's the editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he wrote the piece, A Tall Order, Rebuilding the Wisconsin Democratic Party. You can find a link to that on the Central Time Facebook page. David, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob. Glad to be with you.
Well, this losing streak started more or less in 2010. Coming into there, you had Democrats controlling both houses of the state legislature, the governor's office, of course. And then 2010 happened. What happened there? How bad was it?
It was a
for Democrats,
election.
I should say.
It was a watershed election. It was about as bad as it can be for a party. As you pointed out, they controlled both houses of the state legislature. They had the governor's office, and they lost all three, and Ron Johnson beat Russ Feingold for the U.S. Senate seat. So it certainly was a wave election year, but beyond that, it was even worse because it was at the end of the decade, and so because of the decennial census, reapportionment had to occur, and that left in the hands of the Republicans the job of making the maps for the new congressional and legislative districts. And, you know, they did what I think any party would do, given that power. They gerrymandered the state. And if you look at Craig Gilbert's story of our staff this morning, he makes, I think, a very strong case that redistricting is a huge problem for the Democrats going forward. So my basic point in the column was, you know, you have to win elections to have power, and you especially have to win elections that matter as much as 2010 did, and they just didn't do it.
Well, one way of looking at all this would be, this is a Republican success story. Governor Walker did well. The party did well. You saw people like Reince Priebus, who used to run the state Republican Party, get promoted, in effect, to run the national Republican Party. But you're making the case in your piece that it is in part a Republican success, but it's also a failure on the Democrats' part. How so?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Republicans are very strong right now in Wisconsin. There's no question about that. And as I was preparing the piece, I talked to a number of people in the Democratic Party who have ties to the party. And, you know, several of them said, look, Walker is perhaps the best politician of our generation. Now, I don't know if that's how much rationalization that is and how much it's true, but I've observed him for many years, and he is very good. And so is Robin Voss and Reince Priebus and others. But I think the Democrats have a couple of issues. One is, I think they have a messaging problem. You know, if you ask me what's the Republican brand, either in Wisconsin or nationally, I can tell you what that is, right? It's small government, low taxes, it's freedom. If you ask me what the Democratic brand is, either in Wisconsin or nationally, I have a much harder time putting my finger on that. So I think part of it's messaging, but I also think part of it is personnel. The Republicans right now, and this stuff goes in waves, but the Republicans right now have a much deeper bench. They have people who are in the prime of their political career, age 35 to 50, people like Walker and Voss and the Fitzgeralds. The Democrats have some of those people, but they also have a lot of young people who are just getting started. I mentioned a few of them in the column. I think they have great potential, but they're very young. And by the way, they're in the majority for probably a long time, or the minority for probably a long time. And then they have some of the old war horses who have a lot of experience, but, you know, they just don't have as many people in that prime of their political life as the Republicans have. So I think that's part of the problem as well.
Now, if you're a Democratic supporter, obviously you're worried about this. You want to see this problem tackled. If you're a Republican, you're saying, great, you know, we want to keep winning. And a lot of people might say, I don't really care much one way or the other. The parties are more or less the same. One of the points of your piece is that the state benefits if there is a real competition for control in the legislature and the governor's office.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. A competitive Democratic Party is really important. And that should be the case no matter what your political persuasion, because it forces both parties back to the center. It forces both parties to compete for more of the votes, to compete for more of the ideas. As it stands right now, and again, Craig pointed this out in his story as well this morning, it really means that one party sort of has carte blanche in the legislature, whether or not the public is entirely sold on their ideas. The Republicans in the 2014 election, they have 63 of the 99 assembly seats, but just over 52% of Wisconsin voters voted Republican for governor. Yet the party ended up with about 63% of the assembly seats, and so that matters, because a whole bunch of those assembly seats of the 99, there's something like only 15 that are really competitive. And so you've got a lot of Republicans and frankly Democrats alike who don't have to worry much about listening to the other side.
Let's go to our callers. We've got full phone lines right away on this one. Steve starts us off in Trigo. Steve, hi.
Hi. I read Mr. Dane's column last week, and he ended it with talking about the middle class, and I would have to disagree and say that Democrats need to focus on the working class. Going back to the New Deal era, championing the plight of working people. In particular, last year, Badger Care expansion and minimum wage raise referendums did really well all over the state, but Democrats didn't campaign on those things through the TV and the mailbox. So I think they need to get out and talk to working people face-to-face, expand the electorate beyond the known voter file, and that's the way to start winning assembly and state senate seats back before 2020.
Steve, thanks for the call. What do you think, David?
Well, I think he makes a good point, and I guess I would equate middle class and working class as one and the same, but I agree with you. I think that the Democrats need to have a message that appeals to working class people, but not only in the two population centers. This is a problem right now for the Democrats. They're geographically bound in Milwaukee and Madison. They need to have a message that's going to appeal out of Gamey County or up north. And that's been the case in the past. Again, these things come in cycles, but I think that's right. It is important.
Thanks a lot for that call. How important is party organization, the party mechanism? People have argued over the last decade or so that the Democratic Party is sort of a hypothetical concept. A lot of the legwork has been done by unions who are facing troubles of their own now. Is there rebuilding needed in the Democratic Party organization itself?
I don't think there's any question about that. And here I just want to say something about Mike Tate, the outgoing state chair. I think it's really facile and simplistic to blame Mike Tate for their problems. I heard people I talked to said to me that, you know, Mike Tate actually did the party a lot of good. He helped reorganize the party. He helped bring them into the digital age. He helped them with their fundraising. He deserves some of the responsibility here, but so do others. Act 10 was a devastating blow politically to a big constituency of the party. So your point, Rob, about it being hypothetical in nature isn't too far off. So there is some reorganization that's needed, and I think that the Democrats have to reach out beyond those sort of historical constituencies. Not forget about them. I'm not saying that, but reach beyond them.
Back to our callers now. We've got Mike on the line with us in Racine. Mike, hi.
Hi. You know, I think if you give me a moment, there's one single thing that I think if you needed to look to, a single act that lost the governorship for the Democratic Party and went to Scott Walker, and that was Jim Doyle vetoing the concealed carry law. And not because of the concealed carry law per se, but because it really went to the heart of where we've lost the rural working class and inner city coalition. We lost the rural side. If you notice things that Scott Walker did just a year or so before he seriously began campaigning for governor, he did things like all of a sudden he learned how to deer hunt. Never deer hunted before, but he managed to get a license and get out there and do the deer hunting thing. and had lots of pictures taken for the one day he went out. He also learned how to ride a Harley Davidson as Milwaukee County Executive so that he could be seen on his one trip a year, you know, being the working class in leathers, riding a Harley. And then when it came to things like concealed carry and other things involving the DNR, he was seen as being the one that was listening to that rural coalition or that rural component.
Mike, really, I want to jump in. Interesting point. David, gun control in particular, do you think that as single issues go, that is one that really swayed some people from the Democratic side to the Republican side?
Well, it certainly resonates, especially outside, again, of the population centers. But I think to the caller's larger point, Governor Walker is a very good politician. And, you know, he does have this image of sleeves rolled up. I'm working for you, the taxpayer. Sack lunch. Don't take my salary as county executive. The Democrats, at least politically, could learn something from that.
We're talking to David Haynes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial page about how Democrats can rebuild their party here in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls on this. How would you rebuild the Democratic Party of Wisconsin? What do you think Democrats need to do differently if they want to start winning elections again in Wisconsin? And who do you blame for the Democrats' losing streak in recent years? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation now with David Haynes of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial page about the plight of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls, too. You can be a pundit wherever you are across the political spectrum. What are the Democrats doing wrong? What are the Republicans doing right? What do the Democrats need to change to have a chance of winning? Or are you happy the way things are with them losing at the state election level? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. David, we heard from Joe on Facebook who says Republicans did one thing right by establishing the Tea Party wing that motivates independent and swing voters to vote. The Democrats, Joe says, need a strong progressive wing as personified with the likes of Russ Feingold, Liz Warren, and Bernie Sanders. So that's a constant debate, I think, among Democrats for many years now. Move to the center or go to the progressive roots?
Yeah, and I guess it's a matter of taste, I suppose, but I'm one who argues that there are going to be more people in the state who are centrist in their politics, even if they lean left, than there are who would be as far left on the progressive wing. So I think going too far to the left, I don't think that's a winning formula in Wisconsin.
We'll go back to our callers. We've got Jim on the line with us in Rice Lake now. Jim, hi.
Yes, my comment is structural. I think, you know, the 2010 election in Wisconsin was a red wave election. It was in part response to Obama's agenda, and older white voters came in droves. And as a result of that, the Republicans completely gerrymandered the state, both in the Assembly and the Senate, when they had control of the executive as well as both branches. I think the Democrats need to bring a reformist cry up somehow to get these districts ungerrymandered, both on the Assembly, the Senate, and the congressional level, if they expect to regain power. And I think they need to bring out a reformist agenda and say, we have to have these things set by judges or objective people and not simply have politics as usual. And then they should also bring up the issue of this, you know, the Republican Party, because of Citizens United, is the best party money can buy.
Jim, thanks a lot for the call. David, some people pointed out Democrats had a chance to do that. They had the governor's office. They had both houses of the legislature before 2010. One thing they did not do was redistricting reform.
No doubt about it. And our editorial board, as well as editorial boards around the state, pushed the Democrats at that time to do it. And so I couldn't agree more with the caller. I think that redistricting reform long term is essential, but it is an uphill climb in the state right now. We favor a method used in Iowa where the Legislative Services Bureau draws the maps and then the legislature actually approves them. So it's not taking it out of the hands of the elected officials, but it does give the first crack at it to a nonpartisan organization.
You know, since each party has had a chance to do this when they had total control and didn't, do you think there's a chance that it could happen if someday we had divided government in the state? Is that the thing it would take to get people to the table and do something like that?
I think it's going to take people like your caller who get fed up and demand it. I think it takes a grassroots groundswell. I think that's the only way it happens, because neither party's going to do it. Look, the Democrats in Illinois were just as guilty as the Republicans in Wisconsin. They might not have been quite as good with their computer programs, but they gerrymandered Republicans out of their seats in Illinois. So I think either party would have done and what the Republicans did, given that power. You have to keep your eye on anyone who's in power.
Talking to David Haynes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the Democrats' mostly losing streak since 2010 and what might be done, if anything, to make them competitive again. Greg is with us now on the phone in Stevens Point. Greg, hi.
Yeah, I was going to agree with him. I think most of the state is center right a little bit. I know that's what we were, but the running when they ran to Illinois. Or when every bill that this administration has passed is held up in court, right or wrong. I mean, you got to give it a chance. It's just after a while that gets a little old. And I was going to say, it's ideas that win elections, not money. You can blame the Citizens United all you want and all of that. I don't think that many people pay attention to commercials when it comes to that. I really don't. I guess that's about it. Thank you.
Greg, thanks for the call. David, that comes back to something you said earlier, that Republicans, it's easy to say what they're standing for, their brand, you said, Democrats less so. Is it going to take Democrats presenting their ideas better, making their brands to turn things around for them?
Well, I think they need stronger candidates, particularly at the top of the ticket. The way you begin to dig out from this is you start winning elections. And the easiest way to do it, this is not easy, but the easiest way is to win a statewide election. They'll have an opportunity to do that in 2 years and then 2 years after that. Flipping the assembly with the deficit they have now, I mean, that could take a generation. There aren't that many competitive seats. And so the place to start there is with the few competitive seats that are left, and you just try to win. Ideas do matter, and to the caller's point about money, I'd have to disagree a little bit. I think money does matter in elections, and the ads, even though we like to say we don't watch them, they do have an effect, or they wouldn't be on.
Back to our callers now. Thanks, Greg. We've got Ann on the line in Hortonville. Ann, hi.
Hi. My suggestion for the Democrats is that they be a little bit more assertive. They take the negative issues that the Republicans put out, and they don't respond to them. They don't do anything. They don't get out there.
All right, Ann. Democrats, I guess you're saying, don't fight hard enough in the election season. Do you think that's true, David?
Yeah, I think it depends. In the last election with Governor Walker and Mary Burke, there were two points in that campaign where Mary Burke was heard very badly. One was the so-called plagiarism, where parts of her jobs program were cut and pasted from another jobs program by a political consultant. Call that what you will. That really hurt her with voters. And later on, in trying to explain her departure from Trek, I think that hurt her at the last moment. I think in both cases, less so with the first, more with the second, it's sort of an example of someone who's not really a politician, who's learning how to be one. And I think it was both of them, to some extent, were unforced errors. So to me, it's not so much not fighting in that case. It was creating problems for yourself that maybe someone who had been in this game longer would not have created.
And briefly, David, as we wrap up, Democrats tend to do better in presidential year elections. Do you think they'll have a better opportunity in 2016 than in 2014, say?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. The reason they do better is that more Democrats turn out in presidential years than in off-year elections. It's one reason that even though Russ Feingold lost to Ron Johnson in 2010, that if he does choose to run in, and it's looking like he will, that I think that race could be very competitive in 2016.
David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to.
That's David Haynes, editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. You can find a link to the piece that started this conversation, A Tall Order, Rebuilding the Wisconsin Democratic Party, over at the Central Time Facebook page.